A new income supports program for people with disabilities in Alberta is launching in July 2026, and Albertans currently receiving assured income for the severely handicapped, AISH, will either remain on AISH or transition to the new Alberta Disability Assistance Program, ADAP. According to Minister of Seniors, Community, and Social Services Jason Nixon, ADAP is being designed so people with disabilities who are able to work will be able to do so without losing their benefits. Under the current AISH program, non-exempt income is subtracted dollar for dollar from the monthly living allowance of $1,901, and applications from people in palliative care are prioritized for processing. Albertans with disabilities will be able to bring home bigger paychecks without being penalized. Once a person reaches the max earnings and is no longer eligible for monthly financial benefits, they will continue to be eligible for the health benefits for life, said Nixon. Going forward, people who apply for AISH will automatically be applying for ADAP as well. The precise benefit and permitted earnings under ADAP are not yet available. The number one thing I want Albertans who are currently on AISH to know is that there is no risk of them not receiving disability supports in the future. This will be about which of these two programs is the best spot for them based on their circumstance, but they will be receiving one of those disability programs long term, said Nixon. According to Nixon, the government is also establishing a new medical review panel that provides a comprehensive medical assessment to help determine which program a person should be receiving supports through. You could be working for a period of time with supports but eventually may end up on AISH. And that's fine. We'll make sure that there's the ability to make that adjustment as those situations take place, but it will be a medical determination based on circumstances, based on one's ability to work and/or participate in the workforce, said Nixon. AISH funding was $1.6 billion in budget 2024-25 and was projected to increase to $1.7 billion in budget 2025-26. Asked if the funding for ADAP will mean a reduction in AISH funding, Nixon said they are going through the annual process to project what the program will need. We want that program to remain. We think it's critical. What we're adding is another arm to that program, said Nixon, emphasizing the goal is to help people be better off economically and psychologically than they have been under AISH. Both programs will be fully funded in the seniors, community, social services budget going forward, said Nixon.